Today's devotional is based on Jeremiah 23, verses 1 to 8, and it was written by the Reverend Kristen Renee Barner. I read this passage from my couch during quarantine and election season. We live in a time of unknowing, not just not knowing, for what we used to know about this world has been mightily challenged. And that's not a bad thing. A frightening thing, sure, but not a bad thing. These verses from Jeremiah 23 speak of shepherds and leaders, people in charge. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Has there ever been a time in any nation when the leader has been flawless? Do we not, in every election season, try to find exactly the right leader to satisfy us? Lent is often a season of fasting, a season that includes a tradition of prayer and giving something up. We know this tradition. Many, if not most of us, have been familiar with it our whole lives. But what if we decide that during this particular Lent, we will flip the idea of giving something up and instead challenge what we know about our Lenten practices? Suppose that instead of giving something up, we take something on. What if we take on the leadership role of dealing wisely and justly with kindness and concern for all God's people? We cannot all become elected officials, shepherds, but we can all participate in the communities in which we live. Yes, this is a time of pandemic. Yes, we must social distance. Yes, we must be mindful of the safety of others and ourselves. But what if, for this particular Lent, we heeded this lesson from Jeremiah by looking after one another? What if, for this particular Lent, we looked deeper into the examples of God's radically holy Son? What if we spent this particular Lent remembering, in all that we do, that the Lord is our righteousness? Let us pray. God of love, you gather us into this life with one another, and you've called us to care for one another. We ask that you would grant us courage to love one another. We ask that we would recognize your sacred presence in all people. In this time of Lent, O God, help us to flip our unknowing so that we might know you better. We pray in your name and the name of your radically holy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.